John 20. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. Thus ends the reading of the Gospel. In this story, Jesus appears in spite of the door being locked. How does he do it? We don't know. Thomas wasn't there the first time Jesus appeared, and so he famously said he doubted, hence the name Doubting Thomas. And even though we remember that moment when he doubted, we don't recall the real meaning of the text. Jesus did not accuse them. Rather, he spoke calming words. He wanted them to believe. Locked doors are what make prisoners prisoners. Yet Jesus appeared, and just as his disciples believed, so there are many prisoners who believe as well. These may be prisoners in a prison, or they may be prisoners wherever doors are locked, out of fear. Locked doors are when people are not invited to come in. They are not locked because people have sinned. As a matter of fact, sin has very little to do with it in this account. Jesus invites Thomas' belief, and Thomas responds with, "My Lord and my God." Sometimes people wonder why I, quote, waste my time going to Wisconsin state prisons. The men and women I meet there are sinners, after all. Wouldn't I do better spending my time with believers, with people who did not have criminal offenses in their background? We seem to miss that sentence in today's gospel, where Jesus says to Thomas, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Yes, there are many who lived behind locked doors. There are many prisoners. But this is a jubilee year of mercy, according to Pope Francis. As a matter of fact, many of the men and women I meet there have come to the gift of their faith, to their witness bearing, after their days as a criminal have passed. And they have years to regret their crime and what they did to their victims. Can we be less accusatory and speak with calming words as Jesus did? Rather than, like the disciples, locking their door out of fear, can we wish them peace? Just as the men and women I meet with wish peace for their victims, peace is what they need to hear as well.